Hello, my friends, and welcome to Time Between Times Storytelling with me, Owen Staton. Blwyddyn newydd dda, Happy New Year. 2024 is upon us, and this year is what you make it. So let's begin by listening to a tale traditionally told at the fire pit at the heart of the forest. As I look outside right now, the night is black as pitch, but the promise of sun is there. Every morning when I get up, the morning is a little bit brighter. The evenings are a little bit longer. The sun is coming, and winter will soon be behind us. But in the meantime, sit back. Close your eyes if it's safe to do so. And let me take you to a place far away and long ago. You were sat in the living room of your home. Outside the night is dark. The sun is just falling behind the mountains, leaving an eerie pink glow in the fading gloom. You put on your coat, your hat, and step outside onto the path that leads to the road. There you stand and watch. You feel there's some snow in the air. If only the clouds would grow thicker in the sky. But you turn and look. And there on the hillside you can see the forest, a place you know well, a place you love so much. You pull your coat about yourself, feel its warmth grab you in a hug, and walk towards the woodland. As you reach the eaves of the forest, you look at the wall of trees in front of you. Sometimes you feel you are the only person who treads this path, and that sometimes makes you feel good. You look for the entranceway, just a gap between an old oak and a sycamore. Sometimes it feels so thin you have to squeeze inside. And you do so, stepping onto the forest path. The leaves are long dead, but they crunch under your feet nonetheless as you tread around the winding way. You pass the old mossy tower. You leap over the babbling brook, for it is frozen. And there you see it, the clearing at the heart of the forest. The flames are burning, the people have gathered. And you look up. It is the time between times, the time when it's neither night nor day, but the sun has gone and the sky is grey. The time when the veil between our world and the fairy world grows wafer, wafer thin. So thin that for a moment, and just a few moments, we can reach into their realm, and for a few moments they can reach into ours. You see, now is the time that people see lights in the sky. Now is the time that people see the Tylwyth Teg, the fairy folk, the very folk. Now is the time that people see ghosts of the past, the present, and the future. Now is the time between times. Far away you can hear the howl of wolves, you can hear the growl of bears, but you know you are safe right here, right now. You sit down and warm yourself in front of that fire. Its heat is like a blanket covering you. And then the storyteller stands and begins his tale. Tonight, we go long ago and far away to the highlands of Scotland, a place riddled with ghosts. The history is bleak and foreboding, but beautiful. And tonight's tale is a dark one indeed, but one that is long remembered. Tonight, we go to Duntroon Castle, a rickety rock of a building. There, it has been fought over for many, many years. On the banks of Loch Creenan, it looks out across the bay, and for miles around can be seen anyone who approaches. Now, hundreds of years ago, the clans of Scotland got involved with the English Civil War, which was raging to the south. The 17th century was one of bloodshed, and the clans needed little excuse to fight each other. The eternal enemies, the Campbells and the MacDonalds, had fought for many hundreds of years, and now they would fight again for a king they would never meet. Called the War of the Three Kingdoms, the MacDonalds took the side of the English king, while the Campbells fought for the parliamentarians of Oliver Cromwell. The MacDonalds were led by the fearsome Alistair MacDonald, a giant of 6 foot 6 or more. It is said that he could cleave a man in twain with a single strike of his claymore. Known as Colquito, he ravaged the lands around Argyll, attacking the Campbells wherever he could find them. And on a moonless night, long ago, he tried to find them in Duntroon. That castle had been built in the 13th century, a rickety rock overlooking the loch. Many people had come and gone. It was dangerous, it was deadly, it was beautiful, it was brutal, and a place the Campbells had long called home. But on that night, the MacDonalds scaled the walls and put the Campbell garrison to the sword. Colquito called all his men into the main hall and celebrated their victory. But he had to leave almost immediately. He had other plans around Argyll, more places to put to flame. So he left behind a small garrison and his favourite piper. He rowed away on the boat and looked up at the castle walls. The piper played and the garrison cheered as the ship sailed into the sunset. But little did he know that the Campbells would soon want vengeance. They waited just a week until MacDonald was far away. And there at the break of dawn, they ran up the hill and smashed down the castle doors and reclaimed it from their dreaded enemies. Every one of the MacDonald's garrison were beheaded and hung from the walls, all except the piper. The Campbells were cruel to this friend of Alistair MacDonald. They made him play every night, all night, until his breath was broken and his hands were bleeding. And the weeks went on, when suddenly, one morning, as the mist and dew spread on the loch like a blanket, a cry went out from the Campbells. MacDonald's boat could be seen returning on the loch, sailing through the mist, like an angel swooping through the clouds. But the Campbells came with a plan. They knew that Colquito had no idea of their successful victory and retaking of the castle. So they all hid, awaiting his return, knowing he would come unguarded through the castle gates and they could put him and his men to the blade. They waited and hid as the ship grew closer. They looked through the arrow slits and over the walls and could see his men unguarded and happy, just joyous to be back at their newfound home. But what they didn't realise was the loyalty of the piper was still strong. And seeing that the Campbells were distracted, he made his slow and steady way up the winding staircases until he stood on the battlements overlooking the loch, and started to play. The tune he played was called The Piper's Warning to His Master. And on the still air of this sunless day, the tune rode across the loch to the ears of the coming MacDonalds. The Piper's Warning to His Master played, and Colquito Alistair MacDonald knew immediately what this meant, that the castle he now considered home was no longer in the hands of his men. Calling up a solemn salute to the lone piper who stood on the walls like a shadow against the mountains, MacDonald's ship turned around and they sailed to safety away from the castle. The Campbells within's anger knew no bounds. They dragged the piper from the walls and brought him to the great hall. There each of them called for his death, all screaming that the treachery that had occurred would put their efforts back years. But in the end, the punishment they gave the piper was the worst they could find. They held him down and placed both his hands in front of him, and with a single, solitary, sharp blow, his hands were cut away from his arms. He screamed as they took his hands and threw them into the lock. He was thrown into the deepest room in the darkest dungeon, and there he was left to rot, bleeding until his heart stopped beating. And there he died. The castle has seen many dark deeds over the years. The castle has had many people live within its walls, but all of them reported the same thing. In the night, strange bangings would start to be heard. And slowly, in the darkest nights, when the wind was still and the lock was silent, the playing of a piper's song would be heard drifting across the air, where none were to be found. The ghost piper became famous in that area. Everyone knew the tale that Duntroon Castle was haunted by the piper who had betrayed the Campbells in support of his lord. This tale was told around fire pits at the heart of the forest for many hundreds of years, and many considered it just a story. But in the 19th century, renovation work was being done in the castle and the floorboards were pulled up. And there underneath were found the bones, a skeleton. There crunched up, totally whole, except for its hands that were missing. Fearing that this was the bones of the piper in the tale, they were taken outside to the local church, and there they were buried in an unmarked grave. Prayers were said and songs were sung in the hope that the piper would now be silent. But even now, on the quiet days and the darkest nights in the dead of winter, people sleeping in the castle have reported hearing those solemn sounds of the piper playing across the night. And it is said that a figure is still seen walking the battlements, looking down at the lock below, and lamenting the loyalty paid to his master in that war long, long ago. And that, my friends, is the famous tale of the Piper of Duntroon. One that has been told for many hundreds of years, and one which I tell you now at the fire pit of the heart of the forest, at the time between times, the time it is neither night nor day, but the sun has gone and the sky is grey. My name is Owen Staton and I am a storyteller, and I want to thank you so much, as I always do, for being so loyal and listening to this, my humble channel. I also have a YouTube channel where all these episodes are now downloaded, along with many other things. So if you want to listen or check out the tales there, you are more than welcome. Please, if you would, leave a review if you enjoy the show or share it with a friend. Or if you are feeling really generous, why not support me on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/Owen Staton, or become one of my growing band of Patreon followers at patreon.com/Owen Staton 7. This is a new year, my friends. The year is what we make it, so stride into it with confidence. But know that you always have a place here at the fire pit at the heart of the forest at the time between times, where you can gather with friends, forget all your cares, and clear your mind, ready to receive a tide of tales. For when you open your imagination to these old stories, we forget about the worries of today and lose ourselves in the tales of yesterday. And that is something we like to do. Most Sundays at 9 p.m, if you follow me on Twitter, or X as it now is, at ONS Griffiths, I will do a live Twitter storytell, so you can join a group of like-minded people to listen to these tales there and then. In the meantime, my friends, take care. I thank you so much for all the support you always give me, and for being with me at the fire pit at the heart of the forest at the time between times. Nostalgia.